Hello, and welcome to the Keto for Christ podcast. Have you been struggling to have success with keto? Have you tried it in the past, had great results, but somehow life happened and you gained it all back? It's so much more difficult the second time around, am I right? Trust me, friend, I understand and I feel your pain, frustration, and disappointment. Because that's exactly what happened to me. My name is Cherie Haynes, and I am so passionate about getting the message of keto out into the world. But what if I told you that bringing God into the equation could make all the difference? As Philippians 4:13 states, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." So, do you want to do keto the easy way or the hard way? If you'd like to do keto the easy way, please join me each week as I share simple strategies for keto and as we pray together for the strength and commitment we need to honor this temple God has given us so that we can better serve Him. I believe when we do keto for Christ, success will be inevitable. Let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Hello, and welcome back to the Keto for Christ podcast. I hope you're having a great week so far. Today, I wanted to share with you 10 tips for starting keto. Remember when I told you in episode 1, I want to prevent you from making the mistakes I made? Well, some of those will be referenced in this episode. So let's jump right in. Tip number 1. Drink lots of water. Drink at least half of your body weight in ounces of water. I highly encourage you to drink even more than that, though. You will want to add some Himalayan salt into some of your water as well. I know it might not taste the best, but trust me, you will thank me later. You flush out a lot of toxins and lose a lot of electrolytes as well when starting keto, so it is essential to stay hydrated. The salt will replenish minerals, which will help you to avoid headaches and fatigue. Tip number 2, cook at home for every meal, or at least as much as you possibly can. I highly encourage you, especially for the first month or so, to cook as much as possible at home and avoid restaurants or ordering in. You would be amazed if you knew all the hidden sugars, and I just don't want you to get frustrated because you feel like you're following everything precisely, but either not staying in ketosis or not losing the weight. If you cook at home, you know exactly every ingredient you're putting into your recipe and therefore into your body. I didn't realize how much I loved to cook until I started keto. It's really fun trying new recipes. And in an upcoming episode, I'll share some tips on meal prep to make this a breeze for you. I know that your time is limited, and I have this down to a science. Tip number 3, try to avoid fat bombs and other keto treats if possible. I know you're not going to like this one, but these keto treats and fat bombs will slow down your progress. Unless you can be extremely disciplined and limit yourself to 1 or 2 per day. And honestly, who can do that? It's like kind of like trying to eat 1 or 2 potato chips, right? And I just don't think they are worth it. They're too tempting. I personally remember walking by the fridge and telling myself, oh, I need more fat. I better get another fat bomb. And then at the end of the day, I realized I had eaten an extra 500 calories in fat bombs. I haven't personally had any treats around in the last several months, with the exception of a chia seed pudding recipe I created and love. I will share that with you in the show notes, but it is delicious and literally takes less than 2 minutes to mix up. Once it has been refrigerated overnight, I portion it out into 6 containers, and then when I'm ready to eat it, I top it with organic cacao nibs. Have you ever tried those? They are delicious, and that extra crunch is like icing on the cake, so to speak. I highly recommend them, and I'll go ahead and link the brand that I use as well. Tip number 4, Tracking is recommended in the beginning. I know that tracking can seem so tedious, but again, I promise you'll thank me later. It is so helpful to visually see the breakdown of the macros. I personally still use MyFitnessPal, but there are so many other apps out there. MyFitnessPal literally has everything you can think of listed there. So what I used to do is, as I created a new recipe, I would enter all the ingredients and the servings per dish. And then once you enter it once, you're done. You're going to find recipes you love and use over and over again. And it is extremely helpful to get in the habit in the beginning. And it really doesn't take all that long either. Once you have a lot of recipes included, though, you can experiment with putting different foods or recipes together in a day and then look at the charts they provide in the app so that you can see the breakdown of your macros. And this is definitely not something you'll need to do forever, but it is very helpful in the beginning. Tip number 5, weigh in once per week. Now, I know it can be extremely tempting to weigh yourself every day, and this is a mistake I made, but it's so easy to get obsessive over the number on the scale. I encourage you to have a specific weigh-in day, possibly every Friday, and then hide the scale the rest of the week. I just don't want you to get discouraged if the scale goes down for several days in a row, and then you have a couple of days where you don't lose any weight, or it might even go up a pound or two. You know, there are lots of changes going on in your body, and it could just be that you're retaining water. Tip number 6, snacking is not advised. This one is kind of tricky. So if you're absolutely starving, please feel free to eat a snack. But in the beginning, you may need it. However, sometimes we are so used to incorporating a snack just because we've been told to eat every few hours in order to keep your metabolism revved up, and we aren't really hungry. I just encourage you to listen to your body and simply ask yourself, am I actually hungry or am I just bored? The thing is, even though high-fat foods don't cause as much of an insulin rise as high-sugar foods, they still do spike your insulin. And if we are constantly eating all day long, we aren't ever able to tap into our own body fat. And that's the beauty of keto. Once we burn through the food, we are able to use our own fat for fuel. Tip number 7, portion out nuts ahead of time. If you are going to eat nuts for a snack, which of course you are because they are delicious, but please go ahead and pre-portion out 1/4 cup into baggies. This is the standard serving size for most nuts. I can't tell you how many times I purchased a bag of macadamia nuts, which is my personal weakness, and just opened up the bag, took a handful, and then told myself, oh, just a couple more. And before I knew it, half the bag was gone. Talk about some extra calories. Nuts are very good to implement on keto, but we just have to practice portion control with them. Tip number 8, eat lots of veggies. This is something I definitely didn't practice in the beginning. I had some vegetables with most meals, but not nearly enough. I was so worried about staying under my 20-gram carb count that I backed off on the veggies because I was trying to make room for my fat bombs and keto bread. This is not the way to go, I've learned. Instead, I eliminate all of those extras and stick to the basics now. I can't even begin to describe how much better I feel eating more veggies, such as Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower, and zucchini. There's a book I recently read called Keto Green 16, and it is a game changer. I highly recommend it and will link it in the show notes for you as well. I might even actually go into more detail in another episode, but the author puts a high emphasis on incorporating these high alkaline veggies, and I personally never felt better. I definitely don't think I was getting enough nutrition in the beginning. Tip number 9. Avoid processed foods as much as possible. I'm the first to admit I was hooked on sausage, pepperoni, salami, and all the other processed convenient meats in the beginning. But But if you can avoid them, I would highly encourage it. They are great when you're in a pinch, such as when you're traveling and it's the only keto thing available at a gas station. But for the most part, stick to higher quality meats. Which brings me to tip number 10, invest in high quality meats. I personally use a service called ButcherBox. I have been so pleased with their quality of meat, and they make things very easy. You're able to choose which meats you want each month, and you have full control over the date you're charged. For example, we had quite a bit of meat that was stocking up in our freezer, so I just pushed it out an extra month. And there are no hidden fees whatsoever. But they offer 100% grass-fed, grass-finished beef, free-range organic chicken, heritage breed pork, and wild-caught seafood. I'll have a link in the show notes for you if you'd like to check them out. Well, there you have it. I could think of 100 more tips, but these seem to stick out to me as the most imperative as I was reflecting on things I struggled with in the beginning. I really hope this helps. Now, I'd like to close out by praying for you, my friend. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for our time together today. Please allow these tips to be helpful to my dear friend this week. Please give them the strength to say no to the temptations they will face and instead remember the goals they have in mind and their reason for starting this journey. Please bless them throughout the rest of their week and bring them peace. In your name I pray, amen. I just wanted to remind you, friend, that you are not on this journey alone. You have me, Cherie Haynes, as your Keto for Christ coach, as well as others here in our community. And best of all, you have our Heavenly Father supporting you as well. We all know you have what it takes to achieve your true potential and God's purpose for your life. Please connect with me on social media so that I will know how I can continue to better serve you. You can find me on Facebook by searching Cherie Haynes, or on Instagram, and my handle is @KetoLifeIsHealth. And if you're finding value in this podcast, please help me spread this powerful message by subscribing and leaving me a review on iTunes so that others can join us in the Keto for Christ movement too.